Hey, everybody. This is the third earnings report overview that I've done today. It's Friday, November 3rd, after the market closed. This time is Mercado Libre. Let's talk a little bit about Latin America and essentially the Amazon of Latin America. I mean, it's crazy when you look at this business. They have a comp to look at that works. Amazon, from providing the marketplace for e-commerce to payments, to logistics and shipping and finance and loans. So, you know, these guys are serving. I mean, Amazon's got like 2% market share, I think, in Latin America. So Mercado Libre is the big dog in the area, and they are growing really fast. And I have some stats to show you, not only performance, but stock price as well, that's pretty alarmingly similar to Amazon early days. So just, you know, want to give a little bit of an overview. Net revenues of $3.8 billion. That's up 69% year over year on an FX neutral basis. Income from operations, $685 million with a margin of 18.2%. $47 billion of total payment volume. That's up 121% year over year, with $11.4 billion on the gross merchandise volume. That's, you know, essentially the total merchandise value, up 59.3% year over year. So, you know, how did they get there? One, they're just getting started. You know, Amazon started in they went public in 97. They were around, for years earlier, but they are just getting started. There's about, let's just look at some of the revenue. I mean, Meli's got a market cap of $69 billion currently. Amazon's $1.4 trillion. So Meli's got the market cap, 5% of the market cap of Amazon, with about $13 billion in revenues. So, you know, Amazon had $13 billion in trailing revenue in 2007, and it's almost $600 billion, or maybe it is $600 billion currently. So there's a lot of growth to be had once the infrastructure is built. So this is relentlessly investing in innovation for consumers. Again, the Amazon of Latin America, it's a very valuable franchise, marketplace business. They are truly very valuable, particularly when they start scaling. The impact is being felt in the financials now. I mean, certainly growth is accelerating, but more importantly, profitability is accelerating. Growth in items sold was 26% year over year. So scale is definitely happening, and there's a real focus on profitability and execution at the management level, which is really good to see. So, you know, just looking at some of the growth drivers for this business, we got AI. Obviously, they've been in AI for a while now, and nobody really talked about it. It was just smart things you did for the business, but now they're highlighting those things between search logistics and fraud prevention, and then eventually more customer service capabilities through AI. There's a lot of productivity enhancements to drain out of this model as well, that gives you more operating leverage. So they got a great loyalty program and keep enhancing that program, which drives more members. And like Prime and Amazon, once you have more members, then you get to add more products and services for the members, which continuously keeps them engaged, transacting more and bringing more customers into the model. So it is really a lot alike with Amazon in Latin America. Like Amazon, they have a huge logistics advantage and investments. You know, it's not cheap to invest in logistics and shipping, but they are doing it and doing it well. They have distribution centers in Rio and Pernambuco, which is in the north, as well as Sao Paulo. And then they will be building distribution in Mexico next. That's going to take some time, obviously, but that'll be pretty powerful to really ramp Mexico up. Brazil is their biggest country. Ironically, they are an Argentinian company, but Argentina is a smaller part of the business for obvious reasons. That's a unbelievably wonderful, beautiful place, but from a country and a foreign currency perspective, it's a difficult spot. Plus, it's a smaller country. So Brazil, the GMV there was 28% year over year growth. Items sold was up 27% year over year. So all categories, they saw double digit growth in items sold, which is terrific. Like Amazon, again, they're growing their first party and third party businesses and merchants. Mercado Pago, which is their credit card area, that's growing for individuals as well as small businesses. Providing e-commerce platforms, payments, loans, cards, shipping, logistics across some major countries in Latin America. And let's face it, you know, there's a lot of population in Latin America. Also, like Amazon, not surprisingly, advertising revenue is up 70% year over year. That is a big high margin business that has lots of potential upside as well. You know, just remember though, this is an emerging market company, right? That they are focused on emerging markets, and revenues can be volatile. FX issues can be volatile. Earnings can be volatile. Therefore, the stock can be volatile. So, you know, as long as you see a major important theme like e-commerce and logistics and card, et cetera, and consumer, you know, as long as you know you have a big TAM, if you will, and you have a company who's the leader and the company's executing, you got to be willing to absorb some of the volatility that happens, particularly in emerging markets, and use that volatility to your advantage, right? So, you know, I still think the company has over 50% upside. That's just over the next couple of years. You know, if you look at Amazon, if you just widen the lens, obviously they have a lot of opportunity, and that's not including new innovations that they bring or, you know, new countries, et cetera. So there's a lot of great things happening, and the management team is really, really good. I mean, these are, I'm going off of memory here, but you know, some Stanford educated people that are driving the bus here at Mercado Libre. So just to get into a little bit more on the quarter, net income was $359 million, huge beat on profitability there. They're doing exceptionally well considering, you know, a lot of the foreign currency losses and translations they have to deal with through Argentina. And you, again, you should expect a lot of FX volatility on a quarterly basis, generating $311 million in cash. Debt ratios are coming down pretty dramatically and will continue. They're already under 1x levered, which is great. 167 million unique active users, 126 billion of total payment volume. Huge, and just getting started, because remember, Latin America still is a pretty cash over cards society, and that will kind of gravitate over time. So there's big growth in the credit side of that and the payment side of that business as the unbanked kind of get banked, if you will, and more people use cards and loyalty rewards programs, et cetera. 33 billion of payment volume in the marketplace. Brazil's growing at 35% year over year. Argentina grew 72%. Mexico up 60% year over year. So big growth numbers across their target markets. And remember, Brazil's about 30% of total Latin American e-commerce. Mexico's about 28%. So they're playing in the right places, along with adding new countries over time. And, you know, here's the fun fact, just looking, you know, Amazon stock from the IPO in 97 for the first 10 years was up, you know, a crazy amount. Like, I'm just looking at my notes here. The first 10 years, Amazon was up 3,980% annualized at 43% a year. From the IPO till now, Amazon has annualized at 31% a year, for a whopping gain of 140,900%. And you wonder why Jeff Bezos has like a 200-foot yacht. I mean, bravo, golf clap, Jeff Bezos. So Mercado Libre, interestingly, not so interesting. It's the same business in a different market. Their IPO was in 2007. I think it was like August. For the first 10 years, the stock was up 834%. That's 25% annualized. pretty darn good, much better than the stock market, by the way, at like 9% on the S&P 500. This is an emerging market economy, a stock, when EM stocks in general radically underperformed the market. So this one was just an outsized performer. But from the IPO in 07 to today, Mercado Libre, symbol MELI, M-E-L-I, 4,680% total return, 26% annualized. Not so bad. Crushed the market. So marketplaces tend to do pretty well. Growers tend to do pretty well. And innovators tend to do pretty well. And this one fits all of those checks all those buttons. And I have to say, it's one of our favorite names. I love the exposure outside of the U.S. And I think big things are still to come for this company. So stay tuned, absorb the vol, add to it when you get a chance. It's about a 5% position for us. And I love it. And I love the e-commerce market overall. That's it for Friday. Have a great weekend. See ya.